In meinem Podcast Kino oder Couch treffe ich jede Woche prominente Menschen aus den unterschiedlichsten Bereichen. Egal, ob aus dem Sport, Musik, Kino, Serien oder Entertainment-Business. Und gemeinsam sprechen wir über spannende Filme, Serien und das Leben. Und es wird die alles entscheidende Frage gestellt, Kino oder Couch? Heute haben wir einen Mega-Gast in unserer Kino- oder Couch-Express-Folge. Ich nenne mal ein paar Filme, in denen er mitgespielt hat als Appetitanreger. Kick-Ass, Tenet, The Kingsman, das Prequel, Nocturnal Animals, Avengers Age of Ultron, Godzilla, Anna Karenina und Savages und natürlich noch viele mehr. Er ist früh in die Schauspielerei gegangen, wollte nie etwas anderes machen. Er ist unglaublich wandelbar, verheiratet mit der 23 Jahre älteren Künstlerin Sam. Gemeinsam haben sie 2 Kinder und insgesamt 4. Und jetzt spielt er Tangerine in dem Action-Comedy-Blockbuster Bullet Train an der Seite von niemand Geringerem als Brad Pitt. Ich freue mich sehr über, and it's a great honor to talk to you, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Aaron, what would you say is one of your favorite movies of all time, and what inspired you about the movie?
Ooh, what's one of my favorite movies of all time? In this instance, I'm going to pick Fight Club, actually. I'm going to pick David Fincher's Fight Club. Yeah.
How come? I mean, what did you like about it? And is that something
that... You know what? For the first time, I think it was something about the tone and the style and the storytelling and these sort of really amazing charismatic characters. Brad obviously is like incredibly like the ultimate cool legend of cool, you know? But it was just beautifully complex and dark and thrilling. And I just think, you know, it was something that really, as a young boy watching this movie, was really, had a real effect on me. So I remember that one very, very strongly.
Did you tell Brad that you liked the movie that much?
No, we don't tell Brad any of these things, man. He don't need to know nothing.
What about series? You know, I mean, we live in a day and age where, you know, television series become bigger and bigger and more important, you know, especially when it comes to telling a story and the arc. Sometimes it gives more depth to the characters. Is there one favorite one that you would pick out of all the ones that you've seen?
Yeah, I think TV series is a whole different art form altogether. And, you know, they say it's like a writer's medium, meaning that then they can really go deep into the story and the narrative and the characters. And I think that's why it's really interesting for actors to play as well. When you get to have a character you really want to, you know, explore, then you've got more hours to do it. A movie has to stay within a certain frame time. And but what was the question? What TV series do I like? You know what? I barely get time to watch much TV at this time. You know, I'm a parent. I got kids, you know. Once I get them to bed, I'm exhausted. But then I'm like trying to find out what I want to watch. I'm gripped by a lot of limited TV series, you know. That's some interesting dramas and things like that, you know.
We've been talking about different characters and the one that inspired you or that you liked. It's amazing to look at your career that you started at a very early age to act in theater plays. Then you went to very prestigious acting school. Was that always your focus? I mean, what triggered your interest in being an actor? And was it always the thing that you wanted to do no matter what?
Yeah, I started at an early age. I started when I was 6 years old, and I was really just doing plays and theatre in the West End in London. I really didn't know nothing too much about it other than the fact that I really enjoyed doing it. A director told me what to do. I did it, and he gave me the job, or she gave me the job, and that kind of happened from there, you know. When I was 10, I got my first movie. I was doing everything and anything. You know, I was an opportunist. I got commercials and TV and film. Like, I just was really into the passion of acting. It became my first love, and it became my first bit of escapism, right? It was therapy, and I didn't realize how much I really needed it. I left school when I was about 15. I never went to a prestigious drama school because I was too young to go to one. By the time I was old enough to go to one, I did a movie like Kick-Ass, and that I realized I had built my CV around working off of actors, right? So I didn't go studying any kind of craft in drama. I didn't have, you know, any of that kind of background. My background was purely going from intuition and gut and instincts and working around really talented actors. And I was observing and experiencing and learning from them. I constantly am learning.
What about the Jackie Palmer stage school? That wasn't the drama school?
Jackie Palmer was from the ages of 6 to, about 15.
Oh, so next to school, basically.
It was basically every Thursday after school, we did dance and drama and singing and things like that. And that was the agency that, you know, opened up the doors to for me to go and do castings here and there, right? So it's like it's a child sort of, you know, it's where children go to, you know, and then I sort of, you know, you evolve and progress from there, you know? But that's where I started, yeah.
I think, I mean, you played so many great characters in so many great movies. One that is particularly mind-blowing is Ray Marcus in Nocturnal Animals. I don't think I've ever seen somebody being that dark and hideous and really brutal. And you just mentioned it, that you go on intuition. How easy is it for you to jump into a character like that and leave the character out of your private life and sort of leave it behind? Or is that something that an actor needs to be capable of doing?
Yeah, I mean, you never really know. I mean, you want to put everything on the table, you know, you want to go and do your best. I think, you know, I like to dive really deep into these characters and pick up habits and mannerisms and walk differently, sound differently. I do like to live in that character. And then the moment it goes rap, you want to start to, when we finish the movie, you just want to start to shed those layers, you know. I'm lucky that I got an incredible wife and I got, you know, children. I got my kids and that my family is my, like, my rock. And I slip back into that role of being a father and a husband and my duties of just everyday life. That's what I need to remind me of to give me like grounding, you know. So when I do get a chance to do a character, especially like this one, you know, there's I like to immerse myself in those characters, right? And try and explore within that character. You know, there's a lot of comedy in this movie, and that's not somewhere I feel necessarily I feel comfortable. So, and I realized I needed a lot of preparation, a lot of material. I needed to kind of really understand this character inside and out in order to be prepared for Brian's amazing quick wit and banter, so that I could come back with some deliveries, you know. But every character I try and take on has an element of challenge and something that frightens me a little bit. Like I always step in, kind of going, you know, can I do this? I'm not good enough for this. I need to work harder. You know, like I definitely have a lot of self doubt when I'm in the first stages of making a movie. So,
do you need to relate to something inside of the character, or is it the challenge of not, you know, having anything to do with that kind of character? I mean, Tangerine is something completely different.
I think, you know, you end up finding things that you know, I think you got to really believe. First, you just got to really truly believe in that character's ethos and that mindset, so that everything you're saying, it comes from it's belief. You really believe in what his, the way he thinks and stuff. So, you know, yeah, I mean, there are some things that I pulled from, you know. I think in life, you're constantly experiencing, experimenting, and it's just a toolbox, you know. So you draw upon these things. You are drawing upon places that you've, people you've met, or things you've done in the past, or what have you, you know, in order to build characters or something you've seen. I knew with this character, I wanted him to feel like a scrawny, alcoholic, unpredictable, you know, scrappy little fighter, there were some influences I took from, like Ray Winstone. I would listen to him a lot. I was a big fan of admirer Robbie Carlyle back in the day. I wanted to look kind of, I lost a lot of weight for this movie. I want to look really gaunt and wiry. There were so many elements that I kind of picked from all over to kind of put this thing together. And then you just hope that it's going to work and it's going to stick and that the director, David Leitch, is going to allow you to experiment with that, you know?
I think you kicked ass of these roles. Is there a chance to do a quick round of questions?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sure? Mm-hmm. Okay. Aaron, so this is going to be a little game, quick round of questions. What is your favorite swear word?
Probably fuck, I suppose.
What do you love what everyone else hates?
I love cooking. I mean, I don't know if everyone hates that, but not many people like doing that.
Yeah, I mean, is that something self-taught or do you go by the books?
Yeah, well, a bit of both, really, yeah. I mean, I love feeding my family, you know, and then it kind of grew into an obsession of like vegetable gardening and doing all. I love when I'm not working, I'm still being like really hands-on and creative. So it depends what it is, you know. So then it goes into sort of, you know, like gardening and vegetable garden and then cooking and then I have like whatever it is, you know.
I like to do that too. And I think the most frustrating thing is when you have this really creative, you know, dish in your mind,
yeah,
and you serve it, and then no one
eats it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then you got to do it better next time. You know, you can't just give up. You know, that's what most people do.
Is there a person that you would like to swap with for a day, alive or dead?
No, not really. It's alive or dead. This is one of those throwaway questions where you got to think on top of your head. I don't. I don't know, be for a day. I don't know. I can't remember. I can't think.
Brian, no Lemon.
Be Lemon for a day. I'd be exhausted if I was in Brian's mind. He's so like up and joyous. I love him. His energy is amazing. It's infectious. He brings me up and brings me joy. But I don't think I could keep up. He's incredible. Actually, yeah, to be in his brain would be amazing because he's so bright. He's so intelligent.
And the last question, because you already mentioned it, how important your family is. In what way do you go about choosing your roles in the next project? And how much influence does your lovely artist wife have? I mean, do you talk about the stuff that's happening?
No, not really, because it doesn't. Because what we know is that it doesn't matter what anyone thinks. Because when you do jobs, when you pick roles, you have to have an instant like connection to it. You have to be passionate about it. You have to have an intrigue. It has to have a spark of some kind. And it's a few things, really. It's a filmmaker who I'm interested in. And then it's like, what's the story about? And then it's like, what's the character that's available for me to try and get my hands on and what can I bring to this? So it's very multi-layered, you know. It's not always a slam dunk. This is one of those rare movies, quite honestly, where you kind of go, that's a tick, 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 tick along the way where you go, yeah, I want to do a David Leitch action movie. Yeah, I want to work with Brad Pitt. Yeah, I want to play this character in this movie. Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles. I'll shoot in Los Angeles, Sony Studio. Like there's so many things. It was just like, this is going to be amazing. It's going to uplifting and light. We shot this in the pandemic against all the odds and Sony, you know, put it into production. They got behind us and they believed in the project. They believed in David Leitch and they put us all up for it. And it, you know, we're so fortunate. Like, I can't tell you. And then there's a lot about this movie. Like, when they talk about fate and luck and all that. Generally, I genuinely feel extremely lucky. It's so difficult to get movies made. Like, you'd be so surprised. Like, the good ones just aren't even being put into production and it doesn't even make sense.
I'm looking forward to Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah, so am I, man. That was a wicked one. We shot that all on location, and we've got a great director, JC Shandor, and a character that I'm really, really passionate about. And like, you know, I think we've got something really exciting to share with everybody. And I just, it's another one where we had an amazing time making it. We had an incredible cast, Russell Crowe and Ariana DeBose. And if, you know, if we can be lucky and it's successful and the audience enjoy it and like it, then yeah, you know, you might have another, we might be able to do it again. And so you never really know. So I'm just happy to be, you know, in this little pocket right now with these two Sony movies, you know.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks,
all
bro.
All the very best.
You too, man.
Thank you.